God for it, and I appreciate the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, I got a verse on my heart, and just say a few things tonight. God leads me, and there's about a bunch of stuff I've read today, and I hadn't even read this verse today, but just kind of been on my heart. And the Lord knows about it, Brother Danny. He knows about it. And
That's right.
I'm reading in Matthew 6. It's a part of the Sermon on the Mount, Brother Keith. They started in 5, Jesus did, when he sat there and started talking to them. Matthew 6, it goes through Matthew 7, the first first verse in 5 to the last verse of chapter 7 was Jesus' sermon, what we call the Sermon on the Mount. But here's a great verse in the scripture, you know it. Matthew 6:33. The Bible said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And what is the kingdom of God? It's God's kingdom. Jesus is the king. Amen. And thank God's got a kingdom tonight. Amen. And you're saved tonight. You're one of the sons in the kingdom. Amen. And I'm glad for that. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. That's the spiritual things of God. The kingdom of God's a spiritual kingdom. And that's what he's saying. He said, don't seek after these things the Gentiles do. Amen. What is them things? He said, seek ye first. The first things, the first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. For all these things shall be added unto you. And he says here in the scripture, his righteousness. Amen. Not our righteousness. We have none. But what? Why? How do you seek the righteousness of God? Amen. That would tell me that it is imputed to me and we to live. Amen. The righteousness of God through us. Amen. If he is born of God, doeth righteous. Amen. And when you do right, thank God, it's a proof of God in you, living the life of God. Amen. Listen, Jesus wants to live his life through you. That's New Testament Christianity. Amen. It's not the law on the state tables of stone. It's the Christ in you, thank God, manifesting his life through. He wants to live his life, thank God, through his people. That's the only way anybody's going to see him. That's why Paul said, ye are our epistles, known and read of all men. And so we're read tonight, thank God. We have this truth in us. It's not written in stone. It's written in our heart. Thank God, the law, thank God, nothing wrong. The law is holy. But the law could not produce what God can do in me and through me when Christ came to live in me in his spirit. Thank God, he's a faithful God. There's nothing unfaithful about God. Amen. If you're this son, brother, in the Bible said, faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. He's the faithful one. Amen. That means he's trustworthy. Thank God, you can trust him tonight. You can't trust nobody else like you can trust him. Amen. I tell you, thank God, I can trust some people, but I can't go so far in trusting them as some men count slackness. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, and I can trust him. Amen. I'm telling you, there's things I don't understand. There's things we go through we don't know why we go through. But thank God, friend, if we don't learn how to hook up to that thing tonight, thank God, of faith and trust him in what we're going through, amen, we'll never, listen, have completeness of trust in him. Amen. We can't trust him on this and not trust him on that. Everything he does is right. Amen. And thank God, Abraham said, will the God of all the heaven do right? He'll do right. Amen. Thank God, he tried to bargain with God. And he said to God, he said, if you ain't God, spare him. Amen. He said, if I find 10 righteous, amen, I'll spare him. He couldn't find 10 down there. He didn't spare him neither. But thank God, he did spare Lot, who was a just man. Amen. I'm telling you, he's faithful. Amen. But I'm telling you, I've asked God this today. I want to know. I'm waiting on an answer. Hey, maybe it's in the book tonight. But I'm wanting to know, thank God, how. Amen. Can I, thank God, give everything to him and not live by my own way and my own strength. Thank God, and live completely upon him tonight. Amen. How can that be? How can it? And somewhere, thank God, there's a place that says, I'm going to step out by faith. I'm just going to walk with God. I'm just going to trust him for everything. Amen. That don't disclose that a man might have to do some things. But it does say this, whatever God tells me, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. And listen, friend, that's the best place you can get tonight. You'll worry yourself to death, amen, till you get there. Amen. I know that's right, because I'm telling you, brethren, we got that flesh. I'm telling you, God wants us to be so completely dependent on Him. Amen. I mean completely dependent on Him. If we're going to seek first the kingdom of God, we got to seek Him. Amen. And that's right. He is, thank God, the King of the kingdom. He's the one in charge. He does as He pleases. Amen. I don't tell God how to do anything. He tells me what to do. When I can get a voice from Him. Amen. When He can tell me, thank God, them things. Amen. I want to seek Him first. That's first. Amen. What's first in our life? Is it not seeking God? Thank God, I was listening to a man this morning. He wasn't of our stripe, but he had some good things to say. And he said, thank God. And listen, he said he was consumed. Amen. With communion with God. Amen. He even said, thank God. He said, the only book this man's been dead years. He said, they said he's the only book he read was the Bible. Amen. He didn't read nothing else but the Word of God. He said, I want to know when I read something, and I'm reading something perfect. Amen. Nothing else is perfect like the Word of God. You can trust it. Amen. I'm telling you, if we seek Him, we're going to have to get in the book. Amen. Look for Him. Thank God, be what He wants you to be. Hey, He don't want you to be like me. He wants you to be like Him. Thank God, friend, listen. Nobody ever done anything for God until they was willing. Thank God, to get away from opinions of men and everything man thinks. Amen. And go the way of God. If you're going to do it, thank God, you're going to have to, amen, face some criticism, because man will give it to you. Amen. That's right. You're going to have to do that, friend. If we're going to seek God, we got to forget what the Baptists think. We got to forget what the deacons think. We got to forget what all the other preachers think. We just got to get in line with Him. I've never known any man to do anything for God in the fullness of power until he said, God, I'll preach what you tell me. I'll live what you tell me. I'll do what you tell me. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't think well. They'll think I'm crazy. Oh, they'll think I'm going the wrong way. Friend, I'm telling you, if you go God's way, it'll be the right way. Amen. You get to seeking Him and going after God. He'll tell you things. Amen. Listen, He'll tell you things that you won't hear from nobody else. Amen. We've got this thing. We're robotical. We've just become robotical in the Christian life. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Repeat after me. It's just the way it is. It's just like a robot. We know what we're going to do. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm just telling you me tonight. I'm not looking for a new revelation. Amen. Jesus is all I need. Amen. But I will say this. I'm looking to go further. Amen. I'm looking, thank God, for what He says. Amen. I'm as open tonight as I ever have been. To listening to the voice of God and seeing what He wants. I want to seek Him first. I want Him first. I want to know, thank God, tonight, amen, how to get in touch with Him. And I know it's through His Son, but I want to know tonight, thank God, what I need to do, amen, in my life to get really in touch with Him. Amen, to see a brother down that I can pray and God touch him. Amen, physically, spiritually, whatever. Thank God, not just praying words. Amen, pray in effect, the effectual fervent prayer. It affects something. It does something. I know God does as He wills. But God wants me to join with Him. Amen. And pray in accordance to His will. And trust Him tonight. And you never will till you seek Him like that. Amen. That's right. He said in Jeremiah, He said, ye shall find me when you search for me with all your whole heart. And that's the way you find God tonight. Amen. It's by faith. Faith, thank God. Have faith in God. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. That's a little short verse, but it's full of truth. And this, listen, it's hard to live sometimes. Why did He even say to them one time, after my friend the storm come through, and brethren, listen, they doubted, they wondered, and Jesus calmed the storm, and Jesus said, He said, why do you have no faith? Amen. No faith. Then He said, little faith. He very rarely said. He said it about the centurion. Amen. Listen. It came to Jesus and said, speak the word only. And God and my servant to be healed. And brethren, listen. And God, Jesus spoke the word. And he said he never had seen such great faith. Amen. Listen. Amen. That woman that said, my daughter's sick. And God, I want you to heal her. And Jesus said, it's not meat for us to give. Ain't got our bread to dogs, Gentiles. And she said, truth, Lord. And God, but the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Amen to God. I'm telling you where he's at tonight. If you want to get with him, he's in humility. He's in humbleness. He's in lowliness. It ain't about us. Amen. When you get rid of yourself, amen, about what you want, and get humble before him. And brethren, listen, get a broken heart. I'm telling you, that's when you got to find him tonight. Amen. Hearts are too cold today. Too cold and too hard. Amen. God won't work in a cold heart. He said he'd rather for you to be cold and lukewarm. But he ain't going to do much in a cold heart unless the cold heart gets wanting some heat. Amen. And they know where to find it. Amen. God can heat you up. Amen. Thank God. The Hebrew boys, amen, got put in the heat. Thank God, but they was in the heat. Thank God, but they never did burn up. Amen. I'm telling you, he can put you in the heat and give you the heat. Jeremiah said, thank God there's a fire in my bones. Hey, hey, I'm telling you, why can't we live on that plane tonight? It's because we got too much of ourselves and was too proud. Amen. But God, I'm telling you, do what it says tonight. Amen. Amen. If nobody else believes it, thank God you do. That's right. There's so many people. I thought this when J. Iris, thank God, went down there with Jesus to his house. They had all them professional mourners in that house. They made fun of him. Thank God. But I'm telling you, when he got down there, he put everybody out of that room. Amen. That's right. That he knew that wouldn't believe. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. You say, does my unbelief affect the church? It does affect the church. Amen. Listen. Thank God, two's better than one. We can get more sticks on the fire. Thank God. The fire burn a whole lot better. Amen. I'd rather listen. Thank God you can take these youngers tonight. Amen. They'll believe God. Amen. They'll believe God more than an adult will. Amen. Listen. Thank God only two over 20 went into Canaan. Joshua and Caleb. They seen the giants. Amen. But they said they ain't too big for God. But the other crowd said they're too big for us. Ain't got that right, but they wasn't too big for God. And there ain't a giant living too big for God. I'm telling you, Goliath, friend, could have been the biggest man in the Bible. Don't know. But I'm telling you what, son, he fell. Amen. Like a giant fell. Amen. David threw the stone or sling it. Amen. And thank God the sling. And he fell on his face. Amen. It ain't about, thank God, how big you are. Thank God, ain't nothing he can't do if you can believe him or not. Amen. That's right. Seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. You seek him first in everything. That's right. Seek him first in the morning. Amen. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. Amen. A dry and thirsty land where no water is. Seek God first. Amen. Seek and you'll find what you're looking for tonight. Amen. Seek it. Amen. Seek God for it. Amen. Whatever you're looking for, thank God, seek God for it. I remember I'm telling you the truth. Amen. God put in my heart to preach. And I started preaching in 86. I got me a little old radio broadcast. Amen. I started praying God to help me. I told you this before. I went around the plant where I worked. That's 25 men. Would they give me $1 a week, and they said they would. Amen. They did for the first two. Amen. But when I went the next time, it would get about 10. Amen. God was teaching me some things. I didn't know it, but he was trying to get me, and he don't try, but he was getting me there. Amen. To believe him. Amen. I was holding that broadcast. Thank God for years. Amen. I never went to anybody and asked them again. Would they give me anything? I went to God and said, Lord, you take care of it. Amen. I've had gifts as much as $500. I'm telling that's a person.
pretty good gift, thank God, back in 87. Amen. But listen, tonight, it's not nothing too hard for him. You know why God blessed it? Amen. Oh, Brother Tom Hoffner, he was a good old boy. Hey, older man, he was an auctioneer. Amen. He'd come at me all the time, give me a $100 bill. Amen. That paid, thank God, for a month. Put this on your broadcast, like you're preaching. Amen. I'd have money sent in. I didn't know who they were. Amen. Listen, friend. Listen tonight. You, if you don't step out and seek God first and believe Him by faith that something God put in your heart, you'll never see it come to pass. I believe this. I don't know if you do. But I believe when we get to heaven, we'll find out tonight and then that day where we could have been with God and where we missed God. It didn't take away salvation, but it took away a good blessing. Amen. God was had already for you. Amen. That's right. You know why people ain't blessed tonight? They don't believe nothing. They don't expect nothing. Amen. I've got to challenge my own self. I got to stir up my pure mind, by the way, from remembrance. Amen. Another thing that fellow said, and I'll tell you this, it works for me. I'm telling you, do what works for you. But I'm telling you, read your Bible out loud, it'll work. Amen. Faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Amen. I know some people don't have a place they can really do it. But I'm telling you what, thank God, get in there. You don't have to read loud, but thank God you can read. Every tree that bringeth forth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Just read the Word of God. Amen. Listen, friend, it's truth tonight. It's listen. Amen. Listen, friend, if you're going to seek God, you got to put Him first. Amen. In everything. There's too many things tonight in the flesh that we enjoy doing. I don't think God's against everything. Thank God, we are fleshly creatures. But I'm telling you what, we should never put the flesh, amen, ahead of God. Amen. Friend, listen. Fishing ain't spiritual, but it can be relaxing. Amen. And it can be good for you. Amen. Even going out the door, thank God, and getting outside in the sunshine. I felt a whole lot better this week. Amen. To see the sunshine. Amen. To God. You know why? Because that's just the way I am, amen. It's the way you are. Amen. You got a good sunny day coming into the house of God. You'll come in a whole lot better than you will, thank God, a rainy day and thundering outside. It's just something in our makeup. I don't know. But I know one thing. We better seek Him first. Amen. In everything we do and everything we say and everything, we need to address Him first and say, Lord, I come to seek You first and the kingdom of God. I know the work. Listen, we was born into this kingdom. We was born into the kingdom of God. And God wants us to perform in the word. Before main acting, it is an action of God in us to fulfill His will on earth. Amen. That people might see Him. Amen. And God bless you tonight. Amen. B.B. Caldwell read this verse to us. Listen to him. It's what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. He said if people done Matthew 6:33, they wouldn't have to even pray as much. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all what? These things. What things? What he priorly said. Food and raiment. Your needs. These things shall be added unto you. That's what he said. Amen. We worry and fret and wonder how we're going to make it. I don't find nobody not making it. Amen. All of us has got food, don't we? Amen. We got clothes on our back more than we'll ever wear. I got more shirts, thank God, I could clothe the whole road I'm on. Amen. That's right, it's just the way it is. It's who you seek, amen. It's what you desire in your heart. It all goes to desire. It goes to your interest. It goes to what you want in life. Amen. If it's all about money, then that's what you're going to seek. But I just won't tell you tonight, it'll perish. Amen. I'm glad for money. I thank God. That's it. Jesus spoke a lot about money. Amen. And listen, He wanted us to, amen. He ever gives something to somebody, He wanted an increase in it. Hey, God, bring back some usury. Bring back some results of what I give you that it might multiply and it might be blessed. Amen. Listen, friend. Money, listen. He said men work that they might give to them that have a need. Amen. I told you about old Daniel calling me one time. Daniel Pless. Amen. And I met him at the detention center. He's been running pretty good, I reckon. He ain't been back, thank God. He said, listen. He got out and he said, listen, I need $75. I think it's $75. Amen. He said, for my power bill. Boy, I didn't want to let it go to him. Amen. But God said, give it to him. Amen. Hey, God, I told you about that. I had a 50, amen, in my side drawer. I took it out. My wife gave me 25 more. We went to Bojangles and met him and handed it to him. Amen. I told you, whether you believe it or not, I went back and pulled the side door out. Amen. I looked at it again. There's that 50. Amen. I'm telling you, God didn't take it away. He told me to give it. Amen. Listen, you do things for people that can't do back for you tonight. If you want the love of God in your heart, do. I've heard that man say, live like Jesus did. If I'm going to live like him, I'm going to love people tonight. Amen. Right. Amen. It ain't about me. If life is just like that man in Luke 12, look at all what I got. I got to tear down this house and barn and build biggers. Amen. God said, you're a fool. That's not what life's about. Them things is going to perish. And when you die, who's they going to be then? I've said it and say it again. Everything we have, somebody else had before us. Amen. The land that we live in. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God, this world, my friend. Amen. Is not what we seek after. We seek after God, amen. Why do you think he saved you? Listen to me. God did not save you to keep you out of hell. God saved you that he might glorify his son in and through you in this life. If you don't seek him first, and I'm going to tell you, God will let you go. He'll let you go. I'm not talking about let you go far as your soul, but he'll let you go and run your course a little while and let you see like he did that prodigal son. Amen. That prodigal got to, listen, we could criticize the prodigal and the rich man in hell long as much as we want to, but the majority of church Americans live like them. Amen. We all got that thought. Amen. That's right. Every young person, you can criticize young people all you want to. You had the same thoughts they did. Some of you is just more reserved. Amen. Thank God for parents I had. If I hadn't had the parents I'd had, amen, don't know where I'd be tonight. Really, I'm being honest with you. I don't know you, but I know me. I'm the most depraved man that ever lived in my sight because I know me better than I know anybody else. And I got more desires. Listen, the flesh has got more desires tonight. The more you feed the flesh, the more it'll want. Amen. That's right. When Noah let them ravens go, are you listening? When Noah let them ravens go, they didn't ever come back to him. They ate every dead thing they could. Amen. That's right. The dove come back because he's a clean bee animal. Amen. That's the type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. But he came back and he let him go again. Amen. He brought that olive branch back. Amen. Thank God. There's land. There's a tree. Amen. Thank God when them waters abated, they didn't come back. They had somewhere to rest their foot at. That's why the dove came back. He couldn't rest on dead things. Amen. But he came back and Noah took care of him. Until thank God he had something to rest in. And thank God the old blackbird. Amen, brother. And they didn't never come back. They have every dead thing they could eat off of. Amen. That's what the world's doing. And that's what your still old nature want to do. Amen. I said, God help me and my wife went up. Amen. That's been years ago. Amen. We went to the Camden Yards up there to watch a ball game, baseball. I said, I'd like to really just go one time. And the Cardinals was playing Baltimore. And thank God they got that little old bay down there. And I mean, it's nice. You know, all them boats come in, all that stuff. And hey, amen, I went down through there, son. And I'm telling you what, that flesh rose up on my neck like a hair did. I was so addicted to sports and all that kind of old mess before I got saved. Amen, still a competitor. I just dropped down a notch or two. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, listen. Amen, I went down through there and this grilling them steaks. And buddy, that stuff was blowing this way. As they playing that music and all that stuff, and I felt that old nature, boy. I'm telling you, that old buzzard wanted to fly. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said, that ain't the nature you to live by. Amen. I said, that's right. We went to the ball game. Amen. And I'm telling you, I told my wife I'd never go back. The game's like that. They don't watch the game. All they want to do is drink. Amen. That's right. Amen. Listen, I told her, I said, thank God if I ever went to a game, I'd get a front row. Amen. That way I don't have to get up. Thank God and let people out the aisle. Amen. But the Holy Ghost said, amen. He said, that ain't your nature. I said, right. Amen. I'm telling you, there's something that's greater than the flesh tonight. And that's the Holy Ghost. And if I seek God first, and God, he'll give me direction. There's a lot of things God lets you do. Ain't God to prove to you that you're weak and he's strong. And if you don't seek him, you'll end up going the wrong way. Right. Sure, that's right. We can justify anything we want to. You know what I'm saying? See, I saw that fella hit them 3 home runs that game. I said, that Bergman, he hit 3 home runs that game. He was out there against the wall. Amen. But I'm telling you what, when I left that park, I was glad to get away from it. You know why? Because that wasn't my crowd. Amen. I ain't saying it's a sin unless God tells you it is. You say, what's a sin? Well, what the Bible says and what God tells you. Amen. That old brother that I talked about this morning, thank God he wouldn't even let a newspaper in his house. He said, I wouldn't dare read the Bible in the morning and let the devil in my house in the evening. Amen. Amen. I don't take the newspaper, but I read the news. Amen. But I'm just saying that was his conviction. I appreciate that. Amen. That's right. Whatever, so man, ain't God, whatever the God tells him. Amen. I ain't hip on the news anyhow. Amen. But I'm just saying tonight, brethren, listen, there's a lot of things that distract us. And there's a lot of things that keep us away from where we ought to be with God. And I'm just saying this tonight. Are you listening? If we seek him first, we never have to wonder what to do. If we seek in him, we won't go the way of the flesh. Amen. If you seek God first, put him first. Whether you put him first, he's first anyhow. Amen. He's Lord. Thank God. You don't make him Lord. He's already Lord. He is Lord before you was ever here. He is Lord in the beginning, Brother Danny. Listen, it said in the days of creation, I read that this morning, Genesis chapter 1, 6-day creation. Are you listening? Bible said in John, he said, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Everything that was made, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, made it. He made you, praise God. He made you in his image and his likeness. Amen. Thank God. That's right. You're like him tonight. Amen. You are a spirit creature. Thank God for that. Amen. Listen, friend, he wants us to live our life seeking him first. If you want something, seek for it. Amen. I tell you what, if you lose something, you'll seek it. If you're something valuable, you'll seek for it. You'll look for it. That's what seeking to me is, looking, going after and looking for it. The woman looked for the silver. Amen. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right. All these things will be added to you. Everything that he said in this book. He didn't say he's going to give you a brand new car. If he does, thank God for it. If you got the money to pay for it, buy it. Amen. If you don't, praise God, don't get all them late charges on you. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad God gives us good things. I'm glad I got a good car, praise God. I can go preach and ride around in, thank God, with air condition. There's been days, praise God, we didn't have air condition in the car. Amen. That's right, you had 255, 2 windows down going 55 miles an hour. Amen, if you could get that. Amen, that little old bug I drove, I like that bug. I'd like to have another. And I know it say Jesus hated covetousness, so I ain't trying to covet nothing. Maybe I'll get one day. But them bugs, you could turn them little side windows out, son, that will blow right in your face. Amen, I like it. Amen, everything ain't going to be easy. Praise God, you would never appreciate the good things God give you if you had everything you wanted. Amen, that's what's wrong with parents. They don't give everything to the kids they want. My daddy bought us that 68 VW. Thank God we wrecked it about 3 times. Amen. He paid for it. He didn't buy me no Camaro and Trans Am. I had to buy that when I graduated because it saved my money. Amen. It's a step up, but you got to learn. It costs something. It just ain't give to you. That's what's wrong today. Give them everything they want. I think you ought to give them some things. Amen. But I'll tell you, don't give them everything they want. Let them work for it. Amen. They'll appreciate it more. Amen. This old boy is in the jail. I like what he's saying. Amen. He come here a couple times. Amen. He's a good old fella. Amen. He said he lived down there in Spencer. He said he went down there to his grandpa's house. Amen. He said, son, sit on that chair, on that couch. Right out there. He said, buddy, that, that couch is solid. He said, I sat back on that couch. He said, that's a good couch. And he said, it sure is. He said, it sure is. He said, you know why I like it a lot? He said, why? He said, because I paid for it. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God, if you seek God, he'll give you some things. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm the most favored man I know. I can't understand it. God has blessed me, blessed me, blessed me, blessed me. And it's not because I'm good. It's because he loves me and he's got favor on me. And I want him in my life, in my heart, and I want to live for him. And if you give yourself to him, you'll have everything you got. Amen. Right. Thank you for hearing. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing me. Brother Danny, pray for us tonight.
Father, we do thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of being in the house with you. Thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for the word of truth.